Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence, O Lord. Hallelujah.
Love.
Jesus, we thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Jesus, you're all that we need. Everything is found in you. Everything that pertains to life and godliness is found in you. Lord, our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification, our redemption. Lord, you have all we need. And Lord, it's more than that to us. You're all that we want. You're all we need, but you're all that we want, Lord. All that we want, we know it's found in you. Lord, you satisfy with your joy, with all that you bring to us. We want you, that's all. Lord, we don't need or want anything but Jesus. We pray, Lord, tonight in this meeting that our attention and our hearts will be open to Jesus.
Amen.
Take the world, let it go. Give us Jesus. Lord, the hollowness, the emptiness of things all around us. We thank you for the reality that there is in you. And we want more. More of your saving fullness. More of your love. More of yourself. So, Lord, have your way, we pray, in this meeting tonight.
Amen.
Give us Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 And wisdom, righteousness, and power, holiness forevermore. Book. It is number. Oh, Jesus Christ is made to be all I need, all I need. He alone is all I need. He is all I need. Wisdom, righteousness, and sing it. 119.
Oh,
Yes, Lord, oh Jesus, we want you. All we want, Lord, we need you. We want you. Hallelujah.
A woman in the Bible that felt that way. He's all that I need. But it was a little hard for her to get to where he was, because one, she was sick, and she had been sick, the Bible says, I think it says, for 14 years with some bleeding chronic thing that she couldn't get better from. And she had gone to every doctor she knew, and she couldn't find a solution. It got worse, the Bible says. So I don't imagine she felt very well. And number two, I mean, it would have been wrong for her to press through and touch Jesus as he went by. The crowds were great, thronging Jesus, and I don't know how it really went, but I could just see her trying to elbow her way through and trying to push her way to the front and get to where Jesus was. It must have been quite a task for her. But she had to do that. She had to do that. Because she knew, convinced in her own heart, that if I were to do that, if I could just get through somehow, and if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know that I'll be okay. I know I'll be well. And everybody, you know, banging up and nudging Jesus and brushing against him. And that was going on, and all of a sudden she got through that crowd and she just touched the bottom of his garment. And you remember what Jesus said? Who touched me? What? Everybody's touching you. What do you mean? Everybody around here is rubbing up against you, know? No, there's a difference. There's a difference between somebody rubbing up against me and somebody who reached out and touched me in faith, who believed that if they were to reach out and reach me, and they didn't, I would communicate life to them. Somebody touched me. Virtue has gone from me. Well, that woman's need was met. And I can only imagine, you know, I can't rewrite scripture. So if she didn't press through the crowd, would Jesus have sought her out? Would he have called her to come to him, and would he have healed her? I don't know. I only know what the Bible says. And what the Bible says is that she pressed through the throng and the crowd to reach Jesus. I remember another account where there was a blind man. You remember it also, I'm sure, Bartimaeus. And he couldn't see. But he had heard somehow, again, crowds or bustling, or maybe he overheard somebody say, Jesus is coming down the road, or Jesus is passing by. He'll be here in 10 minutes. I don't know what he heard. But he got wind of the fact that Jesus was somewhere nearby, and he couldn't see where Jesus was, but he knew Jesus was somewhere nearby. And so he started in. With a loud voice, he started in, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy on me. And you remember others said, quiet. He's got bigger fish to fry. He's got other people that he can meet. Just quiet, Bartimaeus. And it says, I like what it says there, Bartimaeus cried out all the more. He would not be quieted. He would not be silenced. It didn't matter that everybody told him he's too boisterous. He's too loud. Pipe down a little bit. You're upsetting us. It didn't matter to Bartimaeus. Why? Because Bartimaeus had a need. And he knew somehow that Jesus could meet that need. Now, you don't need to, I don't know if you need to yell out, Jesus, have mercy on me. Maybe you do. And I don't know how we can apply pressing through the crowd except to say our maybe lackadaisical spirit, our concept of, well, he knows where I am, and if he wants to meet me, he can. Well, he can if he wants to, I suppose, but the other side of it is that sometimes he wants you to press through. And again, I've heard that this week. I go back to what Sister Aletha said to us a couple nights ago. You've got to press in. And sometimes that takes a little bit of a shaking ourselves, or as the Bible would put it, awake. You that are sleeping, wake up. Jesus is nearby. Wake up. Jesus is passing down this road today. Wake up. He walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, and he wants to meet your need. Wake up. And reach out and touch the hem of his garment. Yeah, I know the Bible says that he touched people and then he touched them and they were made well. I know, and he does that. But I do know also there are times when we need to reach out and we need to touch him in faith. And I believe that Jesus is here. Does anybody else think so? I'm sure he is. Jesus is here. Now, when Jesus is here, what can happen? What can he do? Maybe we should ask ourselves, if Jesus is here, what can he do? Well, he can't do many mighty works if we have unbelief. He can't do mighty works if we don't reach out in faith. That's, again, what the Bible says. He could not. Well, Jesus, you're powerful. You can do anything. No, I can't. Not if I don't find faith. Not if I don't find people who reach out to believe and to touch. And so, he's all that I need. He's all that I want. Whether you're sick physically, have a need spiritually, emotionally, financially, mentally, whatever it might be, I do think that Jesus is all that I need. And I want to reach out and touch him tonight. And let me just close and say this. Sometimes I don't even know what I need. I just know I need Jesus. I don't have a specific thing in mind. Oh, yeah, I've got a chronic sickness, and I would love the Lord to heal me. And I've got maybe, you know, whatever going on, but I'm okay. I'm good. I don't know what I need. And sometimes in my soul, in my spirit, I don't know what I need. Maybe you guys don't know what you need tonight. Or maybe sometimes we think we know what we need, but Jesus knows better. So sometimes the thing maybe to do is just reach out in faith and open up your heart to Jesus and just let him work in you as he sees you need him. He's all. He's all that I need. The second verse that we like to sing of that song is, I take him. What's that next word? I take him now. Wouldn't that be good if we could do that? If we could somehow just reach out in faith and take him right now. Right now. I mean, you want to sing, I'll take him tomorrow for all that I need? We could sing it that way and wait till tomorrow. Sometimes we sing that way. Whether we sing it that way or not, that's at least what we're thinking. Sometime Jesus will meet me. Why not tonight? If the river must flow, why not here? And why not tonight? So let's take him now for all that we need. I take him now.
I take him now for all.
Stands in your life's eyes now.
that's number 10 in the white book, if you'd like to sing the... Well, let's start over from the beginning. Number 10. Why don't we stand as we sing, if you'd like to change your position.
All they have put their trust in God.
First, pray for the rest of camp that are whatever they're doing tonight in the cottage, in the village. Let's pray for the boys that we heard from this morning, the girls in the cottage and the little boys too, that the Lord will bless them as we just sang, though fierce the storm and fury beat and awful thunders roar, the children of the mighty God are safe forevermore. And I believe that more and more all the time down there are becoming children of the mighty God. And they may be young people, they may not be, grown up fully, but they're still children of the mighty God. And they belong to Him, and He's going to watch over and keep them. And Lord, that's our confidence and our faith, that as you're working in the boys in the village, and as you're drawing them to yourself, as you're coming into their hearts and into their lives and making them children of the mighty God, we believe, Lord, that you're able to keep them safe forevermore. We believe, Lord, that no matter what the fury around them, no matter what the familial problems may be, no matter what the environment they find themselves in, the children of the mighty God are safe forevermore. We pray, Lord, that their confidence will fill their heart, that, Lord, they wouldn't go back where they come from, fearing, trembling, wondering if, but being fully persuaded that you are able to keep that which they've committed to you. Lord, even these little cottagers, Lord, they can know, and I believe they do, some of them. We pray that all of them will really know that Jesus lives in their heart, and they belong to Jesus. Lord, make them so assured of that. Spoil them, Lord, for the junk that's in this world, all the pollutions of the world, the things that would attract, spoil them, Lord, for all those things that would call and allure them. We pray that they'd find at tender ages that Jesus is the joy of living, and that they would live for him and serve him and be kept by the power of God. So, Lord, we thank you that we can believe you as you've begun a good work. Carry it forth tonight, Lord, and this week as these children are yet here at camp. We pray your rich blessing upon them and all of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we take our seats? Sing that last. Thus overshadowed by his love.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, love, and grace. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your love for me, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh.